As I sat in me window last evening, a letter and brought it to me, a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, "Gilhooly, come over to tea." Now I knew that the authority sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. But the first thing they gave me to tackle was a piece of Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, you could work up a fine stomach ache. What would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake? Miss Mulligan wanted to try some, but surely it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour, but we couldn't get none of it loose. Till Kelly came in with a hatchet, and Murphy came in with a saw. That cake was enough by the powers to paralyze any man's jaw. There were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, you could work up a fine stomach ache. What would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake? Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, was smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's Brogan, and she spilled the home brew in her tea. "Oh, Gilhooly," says she, "you're not eating. Have a little bit more for me sake." "Oh no, thank you, Miss Fogarty," says I, "sure I've had quite enough of your cake." There were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, you could work up a fine stomach ache. What would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake? Maloney was took by the colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head, McNulty lay down on the sofa, and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, it was there she did wriggle and shake, and everyone swore they were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, there was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, you could work up a fine stomach ache.